It's time for one of those talks where we have conversation while in the Fifth Dimension. What's going on, niggas? This is motherfucking Nerd Rap Podcast. Again, if you are following, all episodes are now available on every streaming platform, Apple, Spotify. So if you don't check the live out, it's fine. Don't really do it for that. Check the episode out on anchor.fm and Spotify for podcasters. And check the whole podcast if you miss it. All right? But let's chop this fable. I'm just going to share it around to some motherfuckers. What's going on, motherfucking Nerd Rap Podcast, man? A lot of you niggas think that something being socially conscious automatically makes it fire. It's a weird thing that I'm critiquing right now. So bear with me. The pimple butterfly commentary kind of opened up a window to socially conscious art in general. And how, for the most part, it doesn't really get mainstream attention. So when the Pimp a Butterfly came out, and for the first time we're seeing somebody proudly celebrate socially conscious black movement, poetry, and whatnot, that's why I wanted to go in more detail, why I said that the album's overrated. Not to say it's actually overrated, but to people who, for their first time, are discovering all this variety in black music and imagery, that album is like iconic to them because they've never experienced that on the mainstream level. But the people who have, or you listen to rap artists who've done that, it's all right. Like, if you listen to real funk music, hearing it on Kendrick's shit for the first time doesn't automatically make the album great because he has funk music. It makes it original, a piece of artwork. And that's why I had to tell people, y'all have to judge things with a cultural understanding of if this is something that's been done before, or is it just the first time you've seen it. Because if it's the first time you've seen it, it's the best thing ever. And I say that with anything. I say that with rap battles. I've watched rap battles where a nigga be battling for 3 rounds. And the moment he started talking about the message, which is, you know, black empowerment, it's an automatic win even if his round isn't good. Y'all got to stop that shit. Y'all don't be caring for social conscious content any other time until it's relevant to somebody you like. I'm going to say it again. You niggas don't really be caring about socially conscious rappers, art, comics, animation until it's from something or someone that you personally are a fan of. Isaiah Rashad makes music like this all the time. Joey Badass makes music like that all the time. Kendrick made one album and then another album out, Therapy Session, where he wants to address the issues of the black community. That's why y'all like Kendrick Lamar. Because I'm going to tell you something. Sonically, it's a lot of niggas who don't think he that good. But social conscious-wise, content-wise, the fact he speaks for us, he speaks to us unabashedly, we rock with him. I love Kendrick Lamar, but I'm a fan of hip-hop first. Y'all be eating dick of anybody that puts on a Black Panther cap. Same thing I do with Beyonce. Like, there's people who hate on Beyonce, hate on Jay-Z because of their success and call them devil worshippers. That's some other can of worms. It's weird. However, I do have issue with their use of black liberation rhetoric just to sell shit. Black Panther rhetoric, black capitalism, and black excellence is just black. The bourgeoisie and capitalism. It's just classism. And they're using the black buying power to show. Now, for Beyonce, I will say, taking black art and whatnot, it's a more nuance of a conversation in that regard. But even a prime example, like, I think if social consciousness was more popular and just the general black consensus of art and entertainment, when we were teaching more celebratory things of black culture and not just through the specific imagery of black men in hip hop. And I think that's the bigger problem. I think with the Kendrick album came, we love the album because for us who are conscious, we're finally seeing a full breadth of what black music was. It wasn't just rap. It was funk, it was jazz, it was blues. So the album's beautiful in that regard. If you feel what I'm saying? But if you've been immersed in black culture, in the variety, in the spectrum of blackness, you aren't as beholden to hold anything that's socially conscious art-wise to to this pedestal because it still has to be good to you. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if I watch something just because you're speaking to my political mind, you can't do that in a bad movie. Like, I don't automatically give the movie more points. I'm going to watch it. I might fuck with it. I might be biased. But I know my biases come from the fact that I agree with it politically, not the fact that it actually be that good. And it's the same way when motherfuckers rob a certain shit in our community. It's just a weird thing where, like, y'all can't pick and choose when to be conscious. It's not how that works. And y'all do this weird shit in hip-hop where this was friendly in hip-hop. Two niggas was sending shots back and forth. Now, all of a sudden, we respect Cole because he's realizing and taking back his energy. Y'all are injecting some weird shit into hip-hop that was never there to begin with. The commodification of gangster imagery in hip-hop music was not done by our design. We did not own the record labels. We did not own the radio stations. The wave of gangster rap music was literally a white man and Eazy-E and some other people on the West Coast who made an alternative to rap music that was more hardcore and aggressive. And that became the template for rappers. That was not the foundation of the competitiveness. Because there was always a street element in hip-hop. Get nothing confused. Fat Cat Nichols was one of the first niggas in New York really booking rappers. And that nigga ran Queens. But what we're talking about specifically was the fact that when it comes to the competitiveness of hip-hop, it never had this negative connotation of gangster shit. Hip-hop, by its nature, is yelling at the establishment. It's, by its nature, political. You feel what I'm saying? So this fake social consciousness that comes in now with something that's always been the counter to the actual streets. The issue was when the street element that we use hip-hop as a vehicle to escape from was then used to power hip-hop. So it became like this weird, disgusting boomerang effect where something we created to escape the violence then in turn was used as a way to exemplify the violent elements of our culture that then became the most popular and now is the most synonymous with our culture, to the point that anything we do now upholding hip-hop's true tenets is now seen as destructive to the black community. And it be for these supposed conscious social political niggas whose view of black people and hip-hop in itself is myopic. And it's only done through the lens of how white people view hip-hop. You niggas are the reason hip-hop is watered down. Not us. We know this wasn't that deep. We know that none of this was that deep. We listen to these albums and say they are all right, we don't like them. But it's hip-hop, we understand. It's you niggas. It's you niggas who not even really fans of hip-hop from the ground up that are come in. And I'm not playing elitist hip-hop fan here. I'm just playing hip-hop purist here, to be honest. The social elements of hip-hop have always been there. So when niggas want to play social consciousness, when it's their favorites now in the conversation and it's their mans now that's going into traditional blood sport that is hip-hop, where Kumo D and LL beef was because Kumo D thought LL was stealing his style. So LL got on stage and said, I'm better than you, nigga. Yeah, can niggas fight after the thing? We men. That's just how shit go. Competitive, hyper-masculine men who feel that violence is the way to communicate their emotions when they have differences. You know, we young, come on, we get older. We realize the toxicity of how we was taught masculinity, but we can look at it now from a younger perspective. This was a sport. We get older and realize that this was healthy. This was healthy to cultivate a hip-hop culture that invited healthy competitiveness. There's nothing wrong with brothers competing. I'm better than you. You're better than me. But we focus that on the bars. That's why I was about the bars back in the day. It was about the penmanship. You niggas turned this into having to be what you rap about. And now your view of hip-hop is through a white man's lens. It was about the raps. Half the niggas who listen to Benny the Butcher don't sell drugs. He be barring. We're here for the bars. We like Logic. We're here for the bars. Joyner Lucas, we're here for the bars. Even if you think the music corny. Some of us are just here for the raps. So this fake social consciousness that y'all bring in is weird. And I find it weird that y'all always use social consciousness to view art when it's convenient for y'all. When it's convenient for y'all. Y'all are conscious when y'all feel like being conscious. So I don't respect it when y'all uphold something that's supposedly conscious, because all of the conscious music you've been ignoring, that's been coming out. It's just your man made something that's conscious, socially conscious of our actual culture in this country. Now it's, well, yeah, bro, he's the truth. What about all these other niggas who's the truth? I don't like selectiveness in our love and adoration for black music. The same year that the Pimp a Butterfly came out, do you know how many other rappers drop iconic albums? You don't know them. You don't listen to them. This myopic view of rap, we always say mainstream success, but hip-hop was never dictated by the whims of the capitalist system. Public Enemy went number one with no radio play. The street dominated. And this is another this tangent, because this conscious shit get weird, right? I don't even have an issue with trap rappers. My issue was a long time ago was that it was too dominated by one. My issue is that there was always a balance. What about the nigga who's trapped, like the Toby the Wigweeds and these other guys? There's a million of those guys, I told you, the Wigweeds and other guys. But so there was always a balance. I hate this fake consciousness in how y'all view hip hop. It's corny. I'm sorry. And you know, we're talking about it. It's kind of a spinoff. With okay, Amon. It's kind of a spinoff of the Pimp a Butterfly, but just more in general. It's like this wannabe, we're conscious when it's convenient for how we view certain artists. We're consciousness. Hip hop is about competitiveness, but now two motherfuckers. Hey, bro, y'all can catch it later, bro. I say, y'all catch it later. I do them live, because after 5, I get off damn near 9 o'clock at night. I ain't going to sleep, big guy. I am not doing none of that shit. Nah. I'll tag the episode on. You'll be able to tap into it, man. Just tap into the episode. My real episodes will be like Friday and Saturday, where I'll have guests and shit like that. So... But yeah, just tap into the episode. I have the link here, so anyone who can tap in is fine. I know niggas be at work. I go to work in like another hour. So, but yeah, so that's how I feel. It's just fake consciousness. I'm not really a fan of the selective social consciousness that we have with how we view certain pieces of art. You know, we're all gonna view everything in that lens. Then there were a lot of albums that came fusing genres and by black artists similar to the Pimp a Butterfly. You just like Kendrick Lamar. So that album is just iconic beyond all iconicness, solely based off the fact it's socially conscious. Same thing with how you niggas talk about how y'all like Morale and the Big Steppers. No the fuck you don't. You don't. That's not an easy album to listen to. It's a good piece of artwork, but yo, just because something is conscious, deep, and thematically layered does not mean it is enjoyable or good. I watch a lot of Sundance art house movies. That Lee Van Trier dude who used to make those weird movies about nymphomaniac and shit. The level of thematic layered shit I have ingested, read, watched, hell, played in video games. That's not enough. That doesn't mean it's good. That does not mean it's good. It doesn't. You niggas finally discovered something that's thematically rich with nuance and layers. And now it's the testament of all things. I think it's a great album. As a piece of music. not their rap album. I stand on that. Y'all decide to pick and choose when y'all socially conscious, doing something now is this exhaustion of black music because, you know, that's your first time seeing it exalted on a mainstream level like that. Just to be real. Oh my God. The influences, the things you drew, it's incredible. It was a body of work. With that being said, it's a rap album, bro. Some of you may not have thought it was good. And just because it's socially conscious, that's not the quantifier for you to validate someone's opinion of it if they don't think it's that good. Because what about the other socially conscious pieces of music that's just better to listen to? Like a bump in the car better. Childish Gambino dropped the album that was socially conscious. Remember, This Is America? Did it sound as good as Kendrick's? I mean, according to the discourse, I mean, most people would say no because it sold more. I mean, Kendrick's a bigger artist. But to be fair, too, I mean, when conscious music was being played, when Marvin Gaye was dropping it, when Earth, Wind & Fire was playing it, I mean, he's still here to stay woke now. Played on the radio. What do you hear from the Pimp a Butterfly now? I'm just saying, have I listened to it, went back? Is it thematically rich? Of course, but we're not. We got to be realistic as hip-hop fans, and we don't want to be realistic as hip-hop fans. We want to eat dick of one or two people too much. We don't want to look at hip-hop as a spectrum, appreciate the different subgenres, what they bring to the table, what makes them stand out, their flaws and their positives, and all of them, even your biases. But I am biased as fuck to East Coast hip-hop music. Me. But I know a lot of people don't like that shit. I know for a fact people don't. I know for a fact people may not appreciate the different BPM average. They may not appreciate the way that the beats are more minimalist in certain aspects. They may not appreciate how dudes rap on those things. You feel what I'm saying? They may not appreciate a lot of things. And that's fine. I fully understand that. I don't. That's the beauty of this culture being so diverse. But I think when we try to have one myopic view of how hip-hop and what's classic or not, we're really robbing ourselves of enjoying the full spectrum of music when we decide to eat dick of one or two artists and say that they're the end-all, be-all just because it's the only niggas that white people put in front of you if we're just going to be completely fucking honest. And I'm just saying it for the sense of us as people, now that we're seeing a lot of these hip-hop dudes ain't even hitting number one anymore unless, you know, it's really just the ladies holding it down right now. Just to be real. No. Think of that. Think of that what you will. A lot of the fellas ain't really cracking the numbers. So now we all basically just turning into the black rock scene all over again. Y'all keep playing, your shit gonna get co-opted because you're too busy worried about who they gonna put in front of people versus us building amongst each other and enjoying the full spectrum of artists. But that's none of my business. That ain't gonna do with me. Next topic. That was just my little tangent. I made a post yesterday about Elon Musk being a Nazi lover. I want to go into this real quick because I had an unfriend buddy. I didn't mean no disrespect the dog. I got nothing against him. Once we're at a point where we're like endorsing Nazi shit, I can't really. There's not much. I wish you best in life, bro. I'm gonna keep it honest. I'm a black man, bro. I believe in black African spirituality. And one thing I can't do is align myself with anybody who not only is believing in white supremacist ideologies, but Nazi propaganda. Elon Musk is a fucking Nazi. Not only did he get his money because his family were involved in the Emerald Mines in South Africa. He grew up in apartheid South Africa. Make of that what you will. And mind you, some of them just got their rights. While our civil rights movement was happening, theirs was happening, they were still fighting in the 90s. Just like we were. Mm-hmm. Like the bombing of MOVE in 85. They just got their rights to even own land in the 90s. This shit is real. You feel what I'm saying? But anywho, Elon Musk actually didn't invent anything. He actually took credit for Tesla. Tesla was already a company with two other owners. And when Elon Musk took over the country, he actually was fired because he was a drug addict. Elon Musk is a fucking idiot. His money comes from apartheid South Africa and emerald mines. Like, his money came from slavery. He said this himself. He has almost 321 lawsuits of racial harassment that's been proceeded to move forward. Do you know how hard that is for it to proceed to move forward? That those lawsuits are moving forward? Of them bringing up a hostile and racist environment in his workplace. Did you know that when he took over Twitter, it has been a large influx of neo-Nazis posting white replacement theory shit on his site? Did you know, actually, he's been caught multiple times. Niggas think that he broke away because he just endorses the alt-right. That's not why business owners stop breaking away from Twitter. Why he's losing money in Twitter is because he's on Twitter constantly sharing and retweeting and liking Nazi propaganda. And not Nazi propaganda just with swastikas, saying shit when they're basically saying the migrant crisis is leading to them trying to replace white people on the census so that those migrants can vote. That's why they're allowing illegal immigrants into the country, right? Number one, they're not allowed to vote. So that makes no fucking sense. Kamala Harris literally did a statement saying, "Do not come here. We will secure our borders." They only said, y'all putting barbed wire on the border is barbaric to people. It's not the fact that they don't want you to do it. It's barbaric to people. They want to secure the border. They don't want to kill people. Which they've been doing anyway, but that's a different conversation for those who support the MAGA. But you're coming from that border. You're literally supporting them killing your own. That's none of my business. So that's not true. But Elon Musk says this. He repeats this. That's what he repeated on Don Lemon's thing. It's about incentives. But that incentive makes no fucking sense because they can't vote. They're not allowed to vote. Like, that's stupid as hell. But, you know, because it sounds good. A lot of people already believe in a lot of Nazi propaganda, don't know. It's the white replacement theory. Like, a lot of white people were screaming and that on Ryan and Charlottesville, they would not replace us. They feel is that once they're giving more equity to blacks, Latinos, Asians, and other immigrants, then what that does is create an environment where they are no longer the status quo. And they feel as though they're being replaced. Even though they still make up the majority of industry, workplaces, what have you. But the fact that other people are gaining equity challenges their fragility so much that they often use violence to keep things how they are. Just keep it a bam. That's the shit he shares. That's the shit he promotes. See, Don Lemon was kind of stupid because he didn't really know how to articulate the fact that he was allowing hate speech and the dude was saying if it's a crime, they will do something about it. It goes against your terms of service to promote hate speech, yet there's literally a surge of hate speech on Twitter because they're coming from Nazi accounts. Anti-Jewish sentiment, because y'all like that believe in this weird conspiracy where Jews run the world and control everything and manipulate black people and use them. Why in the fuck would Jews be working with Nazis? When this isn't even the first time Germanic tribes or Europeans have annihilated the Jewish community. And Jews are not a race or ethnicity. And then oftentimes they look at Ashkenazi Jews who are Europeans who converted to Judaism. And those are the Israelis who exist now. So your actual beef isn't even really with Judaism in itself. Your beef is with a particular group of people But once again, y'all not that smart to really do no research to know who the fuck you really beefing with and who's your real enemy when it comes to dealing with white supremacy and these large groups in power. So y'all just make a generalization of groups of people believing Nazis telling you to do so. Because again, y'all also believe that socialism leads to Nazism. That's awfully fucking funny because the Nazis literally are saying verbatim, Hitler is saying this word for word, that we took the term socialist from the socialists. We want to eradicate the socialists and we create a true nationalist party. He literally called himself the Nationalist Socialist Party to spite socialism by killing socialists. Y'all don't even know no history about Nazis. And y'all run and y'all support a nigga who supported Nazis. The 133,000 black Jewish people were murdered during the Holocaust. And we don't even want to talk about what he was doing in Africa. Stop. Why in the fuck are you niggas supporting people who are literal Nazis? Nick Fuentes, Richard Spencer, they're Nazis. Literal fucking Nazis. And y'all be gassing these people who are saying by their allegiance, we as black people in their final war that they're galvanizing using Israel. This is not a game that if we don't agree to be slaves, we will be killed. This is white supremacist extremism. This is white nationalism. This is why those shootings happened in Buffalo. This is not a game. Y'all play stupid games and y'all support white supremacists. Y'all, I'm riding in a Tesla, a fucking Nazi. That's why his stocks went down. His stocks are plummeting. That's why Dave Chappelle brings him on stage, niggas booed him. Because Dave Chappelle be aligning himself with people who are Nazis. This is the second time Dave Chappelle has aligned himself with a Nazi. Our boy a coon. Y'all don't be knowing history. Y'all be allowing white people to tell you history. And then y'all be mad that y'all figure out that they're white supremacists and racists. Ben Shapiro is got to be the weirdest nigga in the world to be hanging around people who peddle this weird Jewish conspiracy theory about them running the world and running the industry. But the fact that Israel is literally killing protesters in Israel, protesting what they're doing in Palestine. Netanyahu and whatnot, like they don't want him there. Y'all so uneducated in what goes on. Y'all support motherfuckers who literally think you're subhuman. Elon Musk is a fucking Nazi. Donald Trump is a Nazi lover. Anybody that stands with Nazis, anybody that can align themselves with that, you're literally an enemy to me. And that's not even my choice. I didn't say I don't give a fuck about you niggas. But y'all, just by y'all allegiances, it's not that y'all banded together because it's like, yeah, man, we gotta stick together, man. It's all we got is us. Y'all align yourself together because you think that I'm an animal and that I should be put in my place when I'm not doing shit to you. And I was speaking with a brother who was sitting here saying, but man, I kind of agree with Hitler. And I'm like, bro, you don't even know what the fuck you're saying right now. You're just, this is like Super Saiyan 5 levels of cooning right now. I can't align myself with no black man that believes in white supremacist ideology. We cannot be friends. We cannot associate. We fundamentally are not the same. I'm just how I feel about it. I can hang with anybody, but if you believe in that bullshit ass sentiment that goes against everything our black liberation rhetoric tells us, how the fuck are y'all against socialism? What do you think we did in the communities when we lived during Jim Crow? What do you think kept us alive? How do you think the black church functioned with food drives? What do you think that is? Isn't that redistributing wealth? Y'all, y'all be too comfortable cooning. It's Motherfucking Nerd Rap Podcast.